Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the IG Advantage. I'm your host, Tyler J. McCall. I'm an Instagram marketer, coach, and strategist for creative entrepreneurs. And I help my clients and students use Instagram to find their dream clients online and turn them into raving fans. Today, I'm going to talk about the importance of being agile in your marketing on social media, including things like Instagram, Facebook, and even Anchor. So let's dive in. So today I want to talk about the importance of being agile in your social, digital, and content marketing. So I'm a huge fan of having a plan. It's what I teach all my students and all of my clients. We work together to build out a month at a time worth of content, thinking about what they have going on each month, what worked and didn't work the month before, what they hope to accomplish on social media, and then putting together their visuals, their photos, their captions, even their growth and engagement strategies to plan out a month's worth of content at a time. And it works really well. I like planning out content in advance because it allows you to have more time on social media to engage with other people, which is what social media is all about: engaging, forming community, building relationships. That's why it's called social media, after all. But when you work within a content plan so strictly and so tightly, you really limit yourself. You don't give yourself the opportunity to jump on new platforms when they become available or start using new features of platforms you're already on. Here's a few examples. When Instagram Stories rolled out a year ago, so many people didn't know what to do with it. A lot of people just chose not to use it. They thought they could just ignore it. Well, now we know that's not true. You have to be on Instagram Stories because Instagram users aren't using Instagram like they used to. And if you're not on Instagram Stories, you're totally missing out. Then the introduction of Instagram Live left even more people scratching their heads. Some people thought they would use it for this or that. Some people had no plan for it. And again, they're missing out on a huge opportunity to connect with their audience. And then I think of Anchor as a perfect example of this. I just found out about this app yesterday and have already built it into my daily content schedule because I see how powerful it is. And I've been able to connect with so many people so rapidly. And if I was working in such a strict content strategy for my business where I didn't have room to try new things, I would have missed out on opportunities like this. Now listen, I get that sometimes things are flashes in a pan and they come and go and they don't exist for very long. But I'm a huge fan of adopting things early and being a part of them when there's a lot of energy around them. I always think, what would I have done if I would have started vlogging when vlogging was first starting? Or what could have happened if I would have been a fashion blogger when fashion blogging, right before it got super popular? Or what if I started Facebook Living at the very beginning, before anyone else was on Facebook Live? All of these moments of wishing I would have been there when. I think about that a lot with things like cryptocurrency too. Like, what if I would have just bought some of that stuff earlier? I would be turning it in for millions of dollars now. But whatever, missed opportunities, c'est la vie. We keep moving on. All of that to say, I want to encourage you to make sure you have a plan that you're working within. You have a purpose and a focus for what you're doing on social media and with your content and your digital marketing. But also leave space for being creative. Leave space for when platforms change. Leave space and room for changes in your industry so you can respond to them rapidly. So you can get on top of these things and be the first person to create content around them or use these tools or teach other people how to use them. When the new swipe album feature on Instagram rolled out, I was one of the first people to put out content about ways you could use it. The same day it launched, I did a Facebook Live and I released an opt-in with a list of 17 ways to use it, a complete how-to guide on using Instagram albums. And I promoted it on Instagram, on Facebook, Facebook Live, and I added a few hundred subscribers to my list overnight because I was on top of it and I had room in my schedule and room in my content calendar to do that. So a little thing to think about as you're building out your content plan for August and for September, the months and quarters to come, how can you leave some room so you can jump on things when the time is right? and not creating such a tight schedule and a tight plan that you don't have space to be flexible and creative. Thanks so much for listening. You can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall.